Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Fresh Start Show. My name is Tom Cortese, and Dr. DeMond Holt is going to come to us through the phone because he couldn't be here today because he's covering some things for the Fresh Start Expo, which is coming up October 21st, 2023. And we're going to have it big time. All of the courts are going to be there. All of the judges from each court is going to be there. We're going to have the county attorney there. We're going to have the public defenders there. Andy and his students are going to be there. And we're going to have resources from all over the city of Tucson and from jobs that are throughout the city of Tucson with sustainable wages for people to have a future that they can move forward from their past. So, and I want to also announce September 29th, we're going to have breakfast with DeMond Holt. Tucson is holding a breakfast event where Dr. DeMond Holt is going to come and speak and tell everybody about the Fresh Start event and what we have done over the last couple of years and what we are looking to in the future. Right now, I'd like to leave it up to Dr. Holt to talk a little bit about the fundraiser this morning and those things that he wants to cover. Dr. Holt.
Hey. Can y'all hear me out there?
We can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, all we
right,
can.
Good stuff. Is Will in the house too?
Will is here.
Sir, yes, sir.
All right. I know we all right. Will in the house.
Excited. I'm thankful for the opportunity.
Oh, man, thank you for coming in at the last minute in my stead. Listen, it went down this morning at the St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. We are so thankful for St. Andrew's opening their doors for Fresh Start to come to do our second annual fundraiser. And listen, it was off the chart. It was off the chain. We had the distinguished president, the honorable Dan Ekstrom, to come and be our keynote. And man, he rocked the house. He let us know the importance of why Tucson needs to continue to have Fresh Start in the city. Listen, as Tom had said, October 21st, it's going down at the TCC. It is the home of the Fresh Start Expo. It's going down October 21st, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're not even going to be all day. Half of your day on Saturday to change your life. Let me say that again. Just a half of a Saturday can change your life if you come down to the convention center. We got the city courts. We got the justice courts, juvenile courts. We have superior courts, county attorneys, city attorneys, haircuts, child care. I mean, you name it, we got it there. Clothes, felony-friendly employment, behavioral health, mental health, all kind of vendors going to be there going down at the TCC. You want to get everybody that you know that got legal issues to handle their business. So again, meet me or beat me at the TCC, better known as the Tucson Convention Center, downtown Tucson, October 21st, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. is going down. So join us. So we just had a wonderful fundraiser on today. Many of our partners came out, and we were so excited to see our partners and our supporters. And just because the fundraiser is over doesn't mean that you can't give. Even right now, up even to October, let's give. If you want to make a difference, you want to sow into a ministry and sow into a faith-based organization that's on a move for Christ and on the move of God, then help us by lending your finances, sowing into good ground. Fresh Start is good ground. Let me say that again. Fresh Start is good ground. We are going to be helping thousands this year. We got the expo October 22nd. We got the Fresh Start Christmas giveaway on Saturday, December 2nd at the Utterback Middle School.
Come on, shout out for Utterback.
And I'm telling you, Utterback is on the move. We know Utterback used to be what we call the hood school, the violent school. If you wanted to get suspended and get arrested, all you have to do to go to Utterback and you get right up in the juvenile detention center. But let me tell you, late in the midnight hour, God will turn it around.
Amen.
God has turned around Utterback from being a failing school to a B school.
Who's responsible for that?
And leadership of Terenika Sanders.
Come on.
Listen, we also got a home now. Terenika has opened up her doors. parts, and you're doing all of this for our community. You're doing all of this for our Utterback School. We got to do something back for you. So she opened up the doors and gave us a big office space. So now Fresh Start has a home. We are, our home is at Utterback Middle School in Tucson. So we excited for the great things that's getting ready to take place. And oh yeah, let me throw something else in there, and I'll throw it back to you and Will. We're working with the Arizona Attorney General's Office to bring child support.
That's huge. That's
huge.
Let me
say that again. Child support to Fresh Start. We're going to help people that's thousands and thousands of dollars behind on child support. Maybe you might even have a warrant for your arrest for failure to pay. Listen, we're working a partnership out with the Arizona Attorney General's Office, with the Superior Court Family Law, to get a family law judge to work with us to help you reset your payments, get that warrant off of you.
Be able to get visitation back.
Take care of your family. All of that.
Amen.
Right? So it's going down at the Fresh Start. I just wanted to show you a little things. We're pumped. We're excited. Yeah. We're certainly not scared of nobody. We ain't scared of no ghosts here at Fresh Start. It's about this is what the Bible said. I didn't get to say this at the breakfast, and I meant to, but it slipped my head. But the scripture, there's two passages of scripture that I want, and it's both in Proverbs. One passage of scripture says, love cover a multitude of sins.
Amen.
Number two, another passage says a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up again. I can't even think of no other scripture that just falls in alignment with Fresh Start. Because a lot of times, Fresh Start is not second chance. Because I deal with people that blown a fourth chance. I help people that blown a 10th chance.
Thank you.
I help people that blown a 20th chance. The Bible says we fall down even 7 times. But we can get back up again. So listen, I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters who may be struggling. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Change is on the way. Your future is brighter than your past. And our slogan is this year is that mistakes should be a life lesson, not a life sentence. So my brother, my sister, pick your head up. Let's go. Let's make change. You can be that millionaire. You can be that entrepreneur. You can open up that business. Your dreams don't have to dry with that sale.
Yeah.
When God bless you, get up, encourage yourself, pick your head up, and everything is going to be all right. So that's it for me today. I'm picking up. I got to get ready to pick up my girls from school. I've done my job in the city and the community, so now I got to be daddy. I was Dr. Holt this morning. Now it's daddy time. Y'all brothers have a wonderful day. And I love Christian men, because not only about God and about ministry, but family first. Your first ministry is
first
your
ministry.
Family. So take care of your family, and let us not be public success in private failures. So I don't want to be a private failure and have all these accolades in the community. I want to make sure I'm locking down my family like God has ordained me to do. So, all right, brothers, y'all take the show. Be blessed. Enjoy your weekend. And whoever don't have a church home, go to somebody's church, because Jesus' arms is wide open no matter how many mistakes you made.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, bro.
I'm going to sit here and speak to the MC from the Fresh Start show.
All right, Will.
Times, yes,
Will
sir.
Has been rocking with us for a few years now as an MC. He's coming back for Fresh Start 2023. We're getting a louder sound system. We're getting bigger speakers. You're going to hear Will really loud this year. So God bless everyone. Take care and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, bro. We shout in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hey, and another shout out on that. We're going to give it out to the Bureau of Prisons. I'm going back in there on Monday to speak to the population. Motivational. They're doing coming up in September, they're doing a workforce job fair where there's mock interviews and getting people ready for release. And that's just right along our lines. Fresh Start is not only state, it's federal, wherever we can help somebody that has a past. And a shout out to those out at the Bureau of Prisons who I've spoken to before and who I'm going to see coming up. And to those out at the ADCRR out at Wilmont and the PRC out at Star Pass, God bless you guys. And we'll be back there every week because we keep coming back because everybody needs a fresh start. Now, let me introduce my guest here, Will Nieves. My brother Will is from Gate Outreach Ministries, and he has been with Fresh Start since the beginning. And he just rocks it, and he brings the Word of God into everything that he does, and he makes it clear with every encounter that he has that people know that he's a disciple of Jesus Christ. And I just love this guy. I love his ministry. I love watching him on the internet doing their services. But he was at the fundraiser this morning. I'm going to ask him a few questions about that. Then I'm going to let him chime in a little bit about the ministry and stuff like that. Will, come on.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you. Good morning to all the homies listening from the yard. You know what I mean? I heard this transcends the nation. You know what I mean? So we're just excited for everything that God is doing. So many friends in there. You know what I mean? I did 17 years in prison. You know what I mean? Been out for 14. Thankful for everything that God is doing in my life, the things that the Lord has done. But Fresh Start, man, Fresh Start. I remember back in my day, we used to get only the Inside Out program. You had to make some notes and hoping that you know where you put that notebook when you came out. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've been applying some of those things, but right now, the way that the system is working, the DES, Kenny, the work that he's doing inside the yard, Second Chance, Fresh Start, so many other people, Sam, Danny, there's so many people that is doing great things for this. I believe in Fresh Start, man. Fresh Start is like revolutionary, you know, between Fresh Start on the outside, what Fred Nelson's doing with the Inside Out Network, and I'm just excited to be part of everything that the Mon and the Fresh Start movement is doing, man.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is, I said it in the video that came out this morning, was DeMond actually gave us a purpose with our past. And he has allowed all of those things that happened to us, happened because of us, to be tools for us to use in the future. And we have people in virtually every environment we go into that have experienced what we have experienced. And we immediately get credibility because we've been there. Whereas somebody who has not our background is not going to be listened to with the same respect and with the same attention span that they would listen to us, because we come with experience. How important is that?
Well, that is the main part about it. You know what I mean? And that is what we're lacking today. Because the system is wired to not trust the convicts. And I'm using slang now. I'm addressing my people in the yard. You know what I mean?
Truth to power, bro.
And then the homies, we're wired not to trust the system. You see what I'm saying? And it's because there's a miscommunication. There's a miscommunication that when a person comes out and see everything that is out here, and you grow and you develop and you build up something nice, you want to be that bridge. You know, because I was on one side, now I'm on the other side, and I want to be a bridge that tells the guys, look, they want to help. And to tell the system, look, we're worthy. Mm. We got something to offer in the community. There is a story of a man that was sitting in the beach. You guys excuse, because I'm Puerto Rican. My accent sometimes
come on, bro.
Betray me.
That's,
you know,
you're good. You're good.
But it's like this man is sitting in the beach reading a book. And there is this kid that is coming down the distance, and he's tossing starfish back into the water. And there are hundreds and hundreds of starfish in the water, and the kid is just picking up a starfish and throwing it in the water, and pick up a starfish and throwing it in the water. The man approached the kid and said, what are you doing? I'm just throwing this starfish back into the water. And he said, this is a never-ending job. You ain't never going to be able to make a difference. The kid pick up another starfish, throws it into the sea, and he said, for that one, it makes a difference.
Amen. Amen. And isn't that our job? You know, I say it every week when we go out to the PRC, and Will's one of the people that have supported us out at the PRC with the orientations that we do, coming out there and setting up a table with their ministry. Every time that they have an opportunity to do outreach in the community, I see their ministry there, because they're always there for our population, for the whole population of Tucson, because there's no difference between any of us. Some of us were inside and some of us were outside, but we were in prison. And we talk about it all the time with the traumas that we go through and the traumas that we experience. Sometimes we're in prison because of those traumas. And we're not necessarily in a room that is a prison or a building that is a prison. We're in our own minds that is a prison because of those traumas. And that's why we talk to people about getting out and talking. And at that PRC, when we're talking to people, and we can see people when they're closed up and they don't want to hear it and they're tough guys, and when people like Will and I go there and speak to them, it's a different story, because they can actually trust what we're saying. And I know, and we know, your word means something in prison. And when you put things on your word to people from prison, they start to get an inkling of what you're talking about, because your word means something. And when you lay that on the line for something that you're talking about, when we're talking about, there's people and ministries like what Will is talking about, all those names you threw out there, and his ministry itself, which I'd like for him to talk about quickly. There's so many people that care, and you don't know that they care, but you're coming out here with that box and that cage mentality. You're not going to get the help you need, because we were just talking about it earlier. If you keep returning to Egypt, you're always going to be a slave. You keep going back to the dope, back to the friends, or back to the things that put you in there, you're going to keep going back there. We have options. His ministry has options. Can you talk about that, Will?
Well, the main thing, you hit it on the head right there, because the main thing is, do what you say you're going to do. Mm. You cannot do it, say, I cannot do it. You know what I mean? I am nobody. In my own eyes, I'm like the Israel. I'm just a grasshopper when I look at the system, when I look at people that's been doing this for longer than I have. You know, I come from a life of violence, drugs. I'm in and out of juvenile probation, prison. I got my first probation when I was 9 years old. You know what I mean? We were able to establish this transitional home for guys that come out from prison, going inside the yards, building up relationships. So that way you have a familiar face when you come out here, and the things that we tell you on the outside. So we want to offer hope and give you these updates. You know what I mean? The home. Sometimes when people ask me, Will, what is it that you do? I don't even know where to start. You know what I mean? I'm just humble for the opportunity, because I am the pastor of Gate Outreach Ministries. I am the executive director of this transitional home, this program. The favor that the Lord has given me with the Department of Corrections, being involved with these groups. My day-to-day job, I work for Old Pueblo Community Services as a housing navigator. So it's like I carry this toolbox with me. And what I tell people, everyone that runs a ministry out there, we come into places representing a certain organization. Leave that organization behind. Come representing who you are. And Amen. With you come everything else that you have to offer.
Yeah, that's real, bro. I mean, I can tell you about Jesus, and you may not know who that is, but I can tell you how Jesus has been in my life and how he has walked with me in my life, and that's going to make a difference, you know, because we walked a long time alone and doing it on our own, and we weren't very successful, right? But I'll tell you, bro, and like you're saying, the Lord flourishes those things that give him glory. And what you are doing, your ministry gives him glory, because it's raising up his people, his children, and giving them an opportunity. Whatever you do for the least of my people, you do for me. You're doing that for him. And what better thing to have in life than this purpose to use what has been inflicted on you to bless other people with it?
Amen. Amen. Our prayer must be, Lord, help me to understand myself first. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't understand ourselves, we will not be able to understand others. And it's like, for everyone that is in this type of work of trying to provide hope, of trying to provide resources, we need to think that we've gone through some trauma in life. You know, the Bible said the things I want to do, I don't want to do, but the things that I don't want to do, those are the things that I do. You know, there is wanting to do good inside every single one of us, but we've been through some situations in life where we face rejection, where we face ridiculing, where we face bullying, you know, so we create a defense mechanism against any of these things. And then when we come and tell people, well, you're an addict, you need help. Well, there's a defense mechanism that rejects that. You know what? Yes. I know I am an addict. I know that I am whatever it is that I am. I know that I need to change that. And I don't need nobody to come over and tell me, no, help me to find purpose.
Yeah.
Love me for who I am.
Yeah.
And when you love me for who I am, and you help me to find purpose, then you're going to get to the real me, and we could grow and heal from the inside out.
So, bro, we're running into, how do we talk to these people that are addicted to fentanyl today?
As human individuals, see, it's like, for me personally, fentanyl is a demon, man.
Yeah.
Fentanyl is a demon that is getting people out there crooked. You know what I mean? People is bending over because they're just, but it has to do with loving them for who they are. Come and meet them at the place I need, because I'll tell you what, you cannot tell a hungry person about Jesus unless you get them a sandwich first.
That's right.
You know, and we want to come over and we want to convert everyone with a Bible on top of their head or whatever. Yeah. Look, these people need love. These people need a shower. These people need some clothing. These people need navigation. These people just need the hope to understand that there's a Savior that died for them on that cross for them to have a new life. Because God, I am a nobody telling everybody about somebody who could change anybody. You know what I mean? He could change anybody. All you got to do is just test him.
Yeah.
Try him.
Yeah.
But we are the feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
And if we don't represent Jesus, because we love the concept of Jesus, but we don't act like Jesus.
Right.
And that's the difference right there.
That's the real right there. And you know, I say it all the time that if I have an encounter with somebody and that person doesn't know that I was a disciple of Jesus Christ, I did something wrong in that encounter, and I continuously talk about it. It's like the pit bulls in the backyard or the snake in the backyard. And you ask me, hey, can I go in the backyard? And it's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. I'm obligated to tell you about that snake. And those pit bulls, I'm obligated to tell you about that demon that is out there putting obstacles in your way, and you're believing that they exist because you're seeing them, when we can come alongside you and tell you and show you they're not there.
You see, and the reason that we started Gate Outreach Ministries is because I have faced rejection inside a church.
Come on.
Because of where I come from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the one thing that I want to tell everyone that is listening to this right now, if you don't get anything out of this 20, 25 minutes, just get this. Pastors don't have to tell you. You don't have to have a pastor tell you what it is that you're supposed to do. Mm. Only God could tell you the calling that he has for your life. The position of a pastor in a person's life is to empower you, to support you, to give you the resources so that you could reach the destination that the Lord has for yourself. You know what I mean? We're doing big things. We're connected with Corrections. We're connected with Fresh Start. We're connected. Shout out to Danny Howe, Sam Nagy, Kenny Curiel, these people, Fred Nelson, Miranda. These is people that I respect because they are walking the walk. This is people that are not just talking. If I want to talk, I could just talk to my wife at home. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you want to get connected, if you want to do something out there in the community, you could go to gateoutreach.com. All my info is there. Let's take Tucson by storm for the glory of God, because at the end of the day, it's to point people to Jesus and not to us.
And what did you guys hear Will say? The same thing Dr. DeMond Holt says every week. It's not about us. It's not about our name.
It's not.
It's not about us being recognized for doing something. It's about us locking arms, getting out of our silos, and moving forward together. Okay, if we move forward together and we keep walking toward the sun, all the shadows and the darkness is going to be behind us. So we keep walking toward the sun, but we're walking together. And if we're walking together, we're not comparing ourselves to anything else. We're just walking toward the sun because we see him, and we see him in each one of us.
Amen.
And when we see that, we make a change. And that's what they're doing with the Gate Outreach Ministries. And support them and support all the ministries that you've heard, and support Fresh Start. Like Dr. Holt said, it takes money to do what we do, and we need money to do it. And we love doing what we do. But please, I have a COPE, another COPE coming up September 21st at Emmanuel Baptist Church on Alvernon. It'll be from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Please join me for that. You can go onto the Fort Tucson website and sign up for that. Also, go onto the Fort Tucson website and sign up for the government breakfast for September 29th. It will be breakfast with Dr. Damon T. Holt, where he's going to talk about and present Fresh Start, where we believe that every mistake is a life lesson, not a life sentence.
Amen.
Have a nice day.